I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. A Republican redistricting operative, whose work helped drag Wisconsin into a legal mess last decade, appears to now be on the payroll of the Texas legislature as lawmakers work to redraw maps that will determine the distribution of political power for years to come. The operative, Adam Foltz, was part of the team that helped craft Wisconsin's legislative maps after Republicans took control of the state legislature in 2010. Foltz played a key role in the tight-lipped and questionable redrawing process that shut out Democrats and drew the condemnation of federal judges who described it as needlessly secret, according to court records. Foltz may now be playing a behind-the-scenes role in Texas. The Capitol's internal staff directory, to which the Texas Tribune obtained access, shows Foltz is working for the House Redistricting Committee. Though Foltz is assigned to the House Redistricting Committee, state employment records show that Foltz is actually on the payroll of the Texas Legislative Council, a nonpartisan state agency that supports the legislature in drafting and analyzing proposed legislation, and manages the internal mapping tool lawmakers use to redraw political maps. During the redistricting process, the council also plays a crucial role in providing demographic and election results for lawmakers' proposed maps. Records show Foltz was hired by the agency under the title of legislative professional on May 17th with an annual salary of $120,000. A request for comment to the staff email assigned to Foltz went unanswered. Texas lawmakers are currently in session in Austin to redraw the state's legislative and congressional maps to reflect a decade's worth of population growth. Foltz's involvement in Wisconsin's 2011 redistricting was shrouded in controversy. He held meetings there under what a federal court called a cloak of secrecy, with every Republican member of the state assembly, but no Democrats, who were each required to sign confidentiality agreements that bound them from discussing what was said. A federal court that considered the state's maps eventually found violations of the Voting Rights Act in two assembly districts, where map drawers improperly diluted the votes of Latinos. Texas's near-total ban on abortions became law September 1st and quickly became the target of several lawsuits aiming to stop its enforcement. But as those legal battles continue, Senate Bill 8 still stands. Abortion providers, doctors, women's rights groups, and even the U.S. government are battling to overturn the law, which bans the procedure after approximately 6 weeks of pregnancy, before many know they're pregnant. The nation's highest court has taken up the law once, though it didn't weigh in on its constitutionality, and multiple lawsuits are pending. Here are where the various challenges to the law stand. The Department of Justice sued Texas on September 9th in an attempt to block the law's enforcement after the Biden administration vowed to take action. Federal and state attorneys will present arguments on Friday. There are also at least two lawsuits against Dr. Alan Braid, a San Antonio OBGYN who admitted in a Washington Post column that he performed an abortion illegal under the state's new statute. Those lawsuits could test the law in state courts. If appealed to the Supreme Court, the justices could determine the law's constitutionality or even block people from filing lawsuits who can't demonstrate how they are injured by someone else getting an abortion. Abortion providers, including Planned Parenthood and Whole Woman's Health Alliance, filed a lawsuit on July 13th, aiming to block the abortion restrictions after Governor Greg Abbott signed it into law. But proceedings were halted after defendants appealed to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, where the case still sits. The U.S. House last week passed a reproductive rights bill that would nullify Texas's controversial law by codifying the right to an abortion into federal law. The legislation is unlikely to pass in the Senate, and therefore unlikely to become law. And many eyes are on another abortion-related case in front of the Supreme Court, which is set to hear arguments December 1st. A new law in Mississippi aiming to ban most abortions after 15 weeks was temporarily blocked by district court in 2018. Governor Greg Abbott is failing to appease some inside his party, including former President Donald Trump, with the forensic election audit that the state announced Thursday. There has been no evidence of widespread election fraud in Texas, where Trump defeated President Joe Biden by 6 percentage points. Trump released a letter to Abbott last week urging him to add audit legislation, which could allow a review of mail-in and in-person ballots across the state, to the agenda for the current special legislative session. Instead, the Secretary of State's office announced later that same day that it was already starting to audit the 2020 election results in four of the state's biggest counties. The review announced by the Secretary of State's office is not the same as what Trump demanded from Abbott. In a new statement Wednesday, Trump said it's a big mistake for Texas not to pass the audit legislation he wanted. That bill, House Bill 16, would allow state or county party chairs to request audits of the 2020 election that could result in the forming of election review advisory committees that would review ballots from randomly selected precincts. It would also outline a process for candidates and party chairs to ask for reviews in future elections. Asked for a comment on Trump's latest statement, Abbott's office defended its current course of action. The Texas Tribune Festival has come to a close, but it's not too late to catch up. 20 sessions are now available to watch for free, including conversations with Beto O'Rourke, John Cornyn, Amy Klobuchar, and others. Explore the free program now at tribfest.org. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. On October 19th, join Texas State University's McCoy College of Business for a conversation about what we've learned since the Enron scandal 20 years ago. For more information, visit mccoy.txstate.edu.